This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's time for someone to win $1,000. Pancake. P-A-N-C-A-K-E. Pansake. Pancake. Text PANCAKE to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. It's a national contest, and one lucky winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive.
Yeah.
PANCAKE is this hour's code word. Thank you, Chris. PANCAKE is this hour's code word. So I don't know where you saw that video, Vin, but that was super
just
gross.
Just Instagram.
Yeah.
Just looking at Instagram.
Cat
for
gets
a
scared of its own reflection and poops itself, and it's really, it's just super gross. And the cat is just appalled.
By at itself?
I guess.
Well, it's scared.
First time you see yourself in the mirror, you're like, holy crap, who's that?
It's going and going. You're like, it's what?
Yeah, keeps on coming. Like, whoa.
It happened.
I had to go.
Like the shaving cream technique thing. It's just...
Yeah, that actually makes the shaving cream seem less less good. Anyway, ugh. Time for the album charts, everyone. These are
good.
The biggest records. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You know, what are we now? 2 weeks past Earth Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah,
something like that.
Okay. Lil Dicky came out with a song and a video, and we'd hoped it was going to take over the world. And
didn't crack the top 10.
What?
Well, that would have been last week's top 10. This is not the singles. This is the albums. We normally
do. So tomorrow we should see the singles, and hopefully it's on there. We'll see.
We'll see. It's got to be somewhere on the charts,
right?
It
was so star-studded.
Yes, you would think that. And it was just the hype behind it, the secrecy and the hype.
Right.
Thought it was going to be this big thing.
I do know. I've read articles. Gen Z, that's the youngest kids. It might even be younger than...
Millennials?
Than Sean.
Oh.
What's Sean? Gen Y, probably.
I don't know what my
Gen
kids
Z,
are.
Gen Z, I believe Gen Z is all the kids still in school.
Oh.
Okay. They apparently have taken up the climate change issue in a way that none of us have.
Good. Well,
and
they've grown up with
it. Right. It's great news to hear. So I was hoping, because this song is obviously aimed at them, mm-hmm. the Lil Dicky video,
we love the Earth.
That it was going to be big.
It is our planet.
I guess not. All right.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, it didn't show up in the charts last week. And I think it's been at least 2 weeks. So hopefully it'll catch fire, find a new footing. I don't know. These are the big albums in America right now. Remember, these are not actual. It'll say how many copies were sold, but what they really mean is X amount of streams, and I think it's every 10 or 12 singles that are sold count as one album unit, and X amount of streams from a particular album counts as an album sale, which is just so silly. But that's how they count it now. People don't buy physical records anymore.
They will again, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that they're going to...
They don't even bother buying them on iTunes or whatever now, because you can just, if you belong to Apple Music, you have every album they've
got. Streaming services are going to go out of business.
Really? When's that going to happen?
I predict.
He's just making wild, bold predictions.
Yeah.
At number 10, Victory Lap, Nipsey Hussle. 30,000 copies of that moved. At number 9... this is a debut in the top 10. AJR.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Do you know AJR?
What is AJR?
I think we've their played
brothers.
Them here.
We have. I used to love their song. It's called A Week. Here, let me grab it for you quick. So this is their old song that I used to listen to a lot back then. About Temptations and But You're Weak. Mm. You know?
Mm. I think you've played this for me before.
I have. Yeah. They're going to be at Bottle Rock Friday.
Does AJR stand for something?
I'm not sure, but I know they're three brothers, so maybe the names. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's Adam, Jack,
and Ryan.
Oh, it is a name.
Like, yeah.
Well,
they
they've got
it,
a
do, and I was just reading this morning. A DIY group are becoming popular.
Do it yourself.
Uh-huh.
They make all their own music in their home, and
yeah,
then
mix their own stuff.
Do it on YouTube, and
got it.
Well, AJR, their record Neo Theater. Has sold 32,000 copies, and it debuted in ninth place.
Here's 100 Bad Days.
All right.
Huh. That's interesting. I'll have to keep an eye out for AJR.
I'm curious to see how they sound live at festival, because this is very highly produced.
Yes. Well, they probably just have the tracks and maybe sing. Isn't that what people do now? They could even have pretend people pretending to play guitar and drums or something, you know?
Oh, that's lame.
People do it. They're saying Paul Stanley now doesn't sing his own songs anymore. Some guy got his money back from Ticketmaster because he watched some YouTube videos. He's like, that dude's not singing.
Are you serious?
Yeah. His
Kiss
voice,
is one of the original.
His voice ain't what it used to be. So he has a backing track. And then when he can't hit the notes, they switch to that track. And then he takes the
lower
stuff.
Well, he is pushing
stuff.
70,
dude,
right?
They're old men.
Both of them are.
Right. Yep.
Well, that's why they're done.
Right.
This is the last tour.
When you start singing with a background
lower
track.
The key, like, bring me down 2 steps.
Don't ask
you know?
Me, man. I don't know.
So I can hit that note again.
Yeah. Beyonce's Homecoming, the live album, sold about 32,000 copies. That's 8th place. At number 7 is BTS. That's a Korean boy band. 33,000 copies of Map of the Soul Persona. I don't know. I don't get it.
What?
I just don't understand why these guys are so huge. Ariana Grande's, it's not for me, obviously.
This song features Halsey on it.
Oh, this is the one with Halsey?
That helps, right?
Sure, she's huge. 38,000 copies of Ariana Grande's Thank You, next for 6th place. Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Oh, sing it, girl. Oh, sing it, girl.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, God, it's good every time. Mm,
maybe it'll fall off the charts by next week.
Yeah, you wish.
Hope not.
You're right, I do wish.
Fingers crossed.
Khalid sold 58,000 copies of Free Spirit for 5th place. Billie Eilish is at number 4. 76,000 copies. She has sold a ton of records.
I believe she's a DIY as well, right? Her and her brother.
Yeah.
Mainly
yeah.
in the
yeah.
studio at home, probably. 17 years old.
The record's called When We All Fall Asleep. Where do we go? The top 3 are all new records. Schoolboy Q comes in at number 3.
Yeah.
Crash Talk, 81,000 copies. Debuting in 2nd place. Isn't Hillsong the name of the church that Justin Bieber goes to? I don't understand this one.
I don't know about that, but I think this is a Christian kind of...
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's just like a praise song record. 107,000 copies of Hillsong United People is 2nd place.
And I believe this is all a live album.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Christian.
Sounds super Jesus-y.
Yeah, Christian rock. It's a worship band.
Well, it sold 107,000 copies, so congratulations,
wow.
Jesus. Coming in at number 1, 115,000 copies for Pink, Hurts to Be Human.
All right.
Congratulations, Pink. A well-deserved number 1 spot. Game of Thrones.
Uh-huh.
There could be spoilers in this. We're coming up on episode 5 this weekend. And some of the, you know, you brought this up a week or so ago when we were talking about some of the Vegas odds. Like, how is it that something that's already in the can and that thousands of people know the outcome of? I mean, I get it that the world doesn't know, but thousands of people work on this show. Not to mention there's 1,000 characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are people who could say, oh, geez, my family really needs a new house. I think we'll go place a bet in Vegas.
Right.
You know, via someone else. But they do offer odds on this stuff. It's looking like Arya Stark is riding high on her status as the hero of Winterfell. According to the odds makers, she is the best bet to kill Cersei.
Okay,
and
well.
And this is the first time that Jaime hasn't been the favorite to do that. So I don't know. I know for sure she's on the list, that Cersei's on Arya's kill list, and she is heading down there with the Hound.
You know, I know that you guys have said you think he's going to try and kill her.
Mm.
I believe the best storyline for them, in my opinion, is that he's lovesick. He can't do it. He can't do it and she can't. They're both disgusting.
She's a life. He's a lifelong addict of hers.
And the two of them can't quit each other. Mm-hmm. In the face of everything that's so obviously clear, they still can't stop. And he won't be. He wouldn't be able to. Even knowing she's been with that other
cad.
Oh,
he doesn't care, right?
Whatever
that. Yeah, that guy.
Well, she was screwing her nephew, too. So, I mean, boy, she's fine with it.
Wait, who's...
The one who wound up going and getting his hair cut off and getting the thing scribbled on his forehead.
Very early in the season.
Yeah. Oh, it sucks. I don't remember that at all.
She was using him as like a spy. And
I watched it back. That's why
Lannister,
I realized. I was like,
Lannister. Whatever. So it looks like.
Wasn't that kid gay?
I don't know.
Wasn't that the guy that was
sleeping? No. You're thinking of the Knight of Flowers. That was Tyrell's sister, Marjorie Tyrell's brother.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not who she was banging.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it Lancel?
Yeah, Lancel Lannister.
I don't know.
Yeah. You do know him. He was the one who, he was like the bad sparrow, you know, like the assistant to that dude. No.
That wasn't the guy?
The one you're thinking of is the one who was on trial with his sister for being gay.
Right.
That's not the one she was banging.
They're not the same guy.
I thought they were the same.
Not the same guy.
I thought he was converted and then went,
He was going to be converted,
hardcore.
But the other guy was already, was already in there.
Boy, someone wrote in. I don't have the text right in front of me, but they wrote in. And is that the guy?
Yeah, that's the guy.
Boy, look at her with hair. Someone wrote in and said, I finally watched the first Game of Thrones episodes. I'm already confused, but I love it. And I'm like, you're going to be confused the whole time. That's a constant state of being as a Game of Thrones fan.
There's a lot of characters. I do think that although the show deviates wildly from the book by the time they're through all the existing books, it actually really does help to sort of have that background.
Let go. Just watch and absorb what you can and do the best that you can. And
yeah, people like to know what's going on.
It'll wear you out if you try to keep up. There you go.
Let it go.
Watch it like me. You'll be all, I know that guy. Hey, there's someone I recognize.
Who do you think will win the battle between the Mountain and the Hound, which is bound to happen?
The Hound has to win.
Yeah.
That's what I think, too. No, they've got the Mountain in Vegas.
The Mountain...
Mountain's a zombie guy.
Is already dead. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go Mountain.
Yeah, that's what they have in Vegas. Mm-hmm. They say he's going to beat the Hound. It's like a good versus evil thing.
I know. That's why I want the Hound.
Well, the Hound has become a sympathetic figure, even though he's also like really lame. Mm. Really?
Yeah. Oh, no. He did terrible things.
He's awful.
In the name of Joffrey.
Right.
Sansa and Tyrion, will they get back together?
They've got something.
I know. I thought so too.
Together as in
will they remarry? Yeah.
Oh, Tyrion, the Hand.
Yes.
Yeah, the imp.
Well, I was,
the little person.
I didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
The Hand.
Mm-hmm.
No! Of course not. Absolutely not.
He was the best she's ever had, she said. The best of the husbands.
Yeah, but she didn't mean it that way.
She didn't do him.
What if he just becomes her hand?
Oh, that'd be interesting. No, so this whether or not they'll marry, no, is the strong winner.
Come on.
And I do have a ranking currently of who they think will take the throne in the end. Would you like to hear that list?
Yes.
The number one person to take the throne is Jon Snow, followed by Sansa.
Oh, Sansa.
Yeah.
Who I think we're done with. I don't think we're going to see her again.
No.
Daenerys is in fourth place. Tyrion is in... Daenerys is in third. Tyrion is actually in fourth place. Cersei is down at sixth place. Oh, they have Gendry in here, but I seriously doubt that. Bran Stark is one of the listed people.
No.
He's actually above Arya Stark. And Varys is 20-1. The spider. So, if you want to bet, I guess you can. There was a baseball game between the Giants and the Reds in Cincinnati yesterday that was... You're going to do this story?
No.
Okay. It was delayed by a swarm of bees. This is the time of year when bees, sometimes they break off from their... There's just too many of them. So they got a swarm and they take a queen or a queen egg or whatever, and they go find their own place to live. And they were trying to find a place at the stadium, and they were just swirling around like the pitcher's mound and then where the batter was. And It was bad enough that the umpire said, everybody off the field. We gotta. It delayed the game for like 18 minutes. And then they had some kind of bee expert. I don't know if this person was on hand or just was like from the audience.
With the smoky thing? Yeah. Did he come in with the smoky thing?
I don't think they came in with the smoky thing.
And,
but this guy,
and the headdress?
Oh, no, I don't think he had the full beekeeper outfit on. He just went out there and knew what to
do.
You
don't know.
So
she took a beekeeping
thing. Do I know?
Yeah.
No, I mean, she knows stuff, but I'm saying you don't know that a beekeeper wasn't ready with the mask and the outfit and
the
smoke
thing. I'm not seeing any of that. Reds player Derek Dietrich got into the action. He put on a white coat and went out. It looked like he was spraying something. He was. They say he was just joking around. Wasn't, you know.
Hurdy, har, har. Guys are cut up.
About an 18-minute delay.
Dietrich, you're the best.
According to the internet, this time of year, some hives swell in number and create swarms that go in search of new homes, and maybe this one got a little lost.
Well, it's good to hear the bee. I've heard the bees are troubled, and it's nice to know that they're back in big numbers.
Yeah, we need bees bad. In the same game, by the way, Pablo Sandoval, our guy, became the first player since 1905 to hit a home run, steal a base, and pitch a scoreless inning in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we're in the basement.
We are in last place.
Meatloaf fell down.
Oh, this is so... Oh, you, Vinny, you got to see the video. Oh, my God. I don't know, so bad for him.
What was he doing at a horror convention? Random horror movies that he's been in.
Was he in Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Well, then that's why.
Yeah, I guess that maybe he's still making that happen for himself 30 years later. So here he is. He's just talking to the crowd, walking across the stage.
It's a very slow fall. Seems to get caught
up. Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Can't recover. Oh, he's gone. There, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. That's it.
Ugh.
Right in front of everybody.
Yeah. So it looks like he tangles his feet up in something and then just cannot get them back under him. So he's actually up for a minute.
He's not very coordinated, though, is he?
Well, he's an older guy, too. So he's doing a Q&A session, and he fell. Everything was going great.
He falls behind the curtain, and I know there's got to be somewhere in him. He went, just stay. Stay down.
Just stay down.
Just stay here.
You're off the stage.
Don't go
no
back
one can
out
see
there.
You.
Just you're
the crowd's
fine.
All. Oh,
that's how I felt like when we were at Vinny's birthday because the stage, the riser was so small. I just sat there because I was so afraid that I was going to fall back.
Uh-huh.
Just like less than a foot behind me to fall.
Yeah, you shove your chair back one good one, and you are off that stage.
Yeah.
He broke his collarbone.
Oh, and he only fell. However tall he is, it's not like he fell off.
He fell off. It looks like he fell. He was on some kind of small riser.
Oh, he was
not a huge one, but some kind of little small.
Oh, I can't see it from here. There's heads in the way.
And he's
off and down behind the curtains.
I see. He's on a stage, falls behind the curtains, right. Which is probably a couple feet below.
Mm. Yes, but you know he wasn't up that high, but he did break his collarbone. He's old.
Collarbone breaks are common in falls, bicycle falls, snowboard falls, and also walking falls. Apparently,
yeah, falls happen.
But you know he's 71. It's going to take a while to recover from that.
Yeah, you know the bones don't knit together quickly like they used to when you were a kid. Kid. Wendy's dropped the spicy chicken nuggets from their menu a few years ago, and no one was more upset than Chance the Rapper. I guess he's been sort of bugging them to bring them back, and over the weekend he tweeted, Wendy's will bring back spicy nuggets at some point. Please, please, Lord, let it be today. Wendy saw it and said, look, if we can get 2 million likes on this, we'll bring them back.
Oh.
And the internet delivered.
Oh, really?
About a day and a half later, they had their 2 million likes, and they haven't announced a date yet. But thank you, Chance the Rapper. Bring them back. Has anyone had these?
No.
They sound delicious.
I'll try them.
Yeah, could just be hungry right now. But all right, Vinny, what's coming from the news?
Agent Wiener.
Oh, my God.
After the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller 97 right now. I highly recommend it. 800-400-3697. You will get a pair of single day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley for the Friday show, May 24th. plus exclusive Friday access into the Jam Cellars Club Room to see unplugged artist jam sessions with Jane.
Oh.
Jane?
Oh,
Jane.
Jane's going to be there?
Yeah. Jane. It's Jane's Jam Cellar.
Everybody wants to go to that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All week long at 8:30, 12:30, 3:30, and 5:30. Right around that time, you have chances to win these single-day Bottle Rock Napa Valley tickets and your chance to jam with Jane at Bottle Rock. And right now is your first chance. So give us a call, 800-400-3697. Nick is picking up the phone for Hooman. So bonus, get to talk to a nice young man.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup.
Ooh.
Watching the playoffs at SAP Center? Come by The Organic Coup for your game time, and then there's no more words.
Oh.
Yeah,
you know what?
I thought that was strange too.
Everything is delicious.
Oh my God.
So good.
So delicious.
I had the chicken sandwich recently and
oh, the slaw on that is crazy good. Hot. It was good.
It was,
spicy.
And the tater tots.
Oh, they're delicious.
They're good too. The sauces.
Hot tots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hot little tots, sauces. Yeah.
Wouldn't you go streaking right now if there was a one of their burritos at the end of the run?
I have to streak to get it.
Well, I mean, it's just...
No, I wouldn't do it.
You
would, though, and I'd cheer you on.
Yeah!
I did never say that.
Yeah, you did. That's you!
No, I've never said that.
That was you.
It doesn't sound like something I would say.
Totally sounds like something you would say.
Anyway, go buy the organic coup. It's
Yay.
Delicious.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So good. I don't know what's better, the burrito or the sandwich.
They're both excellent.
And the tots.
Oh, the tots were so... God, you know, you can't stop eating them. Tots.
I know.
We're always so hungry. What's the matter with us? I had a sandwich already and a bag of chips.
You did?
Yeah. Still, I could eat anything.
And you used to not eat at all in here. How
was
that
possible?
The problem
is that We were just talking about this. That the earlier you eat, the more food you wind up eating that day. Like, I just wouldn't even think about food. Unless food came in here, then I would be like, oh, is there food? But now that I eat early, I just eat more all day long.
You do?
I feel like I do.
I feel like I'm done eating. Like, I barely have dinner compared to what I eat early.
Oh, funny. No, I want a full dinner. Huh. I'd have that.
All right.
And a full lunch.
Speaking of food, today is Teacher Appreciation
Yay.
Day.
Yay.
Teachers, we love you.
Thank you,
I
teachers.
Love a bunch of my teachers. I name called them earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're on some kids' future name calling gratitude
right.
list as well.
When they get their own radio show and they're thanking their teacher on Teacher Appreciation Day. It's a never-ending circle. Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
There's a long list of places that are offering great deals for teachers. So,
So specifically for Teacher Appreciation Day, you can
absolutely.
Go get some free food or, you know,
wings, coffee places.
Oh, wings.
There's tons of pizzas.
I can love wings. Oh,
sandwiches. There's tons. There's a long list of places that are offering deals for teachers.
Damn,
so
wings.
Check it out.
I love your wings.
Those for teachers.
I do love the teacher. I was going to say, I don't really love wings, really.
Mm. I'll eat wings all day.
I'll eat them, but I don't.
I love them.
I'm not into chewing on a bone.
Oh, that's the best part.
No.
Suck it on your fingers afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Nom, nom, nom.
The Warriors and Sharks both lost last night.
Is there still a Hooters over there? Let's call a Hooters.
On Pier 39?
Anything it's not.
Where?
I don't know. Is there one on Pier 39?
There used to be one right around the corner. I wonder if they're serving wings this time of day, because I'll order some right now.
No.
It's 8:40 in the morning.
Time for wings.
Probably don't open till 11 or 11:30 maybe.
Stupid lunchtime.
People are judgy.
Yeah. I know I am.
And if you're not fortunate enough to be one of the beautiful people, then you've got your things, you know, the ones. In your case, it's, I believe, your neck.
Yeah, I hit my neck. That's
right.
True. And the older I get, the less I look in the mirror. Like, why do I want to bum myself out?
There's a website called beautifulpeople.com.
Oh.
And I guess the conversation was about the ugliest features someone can have. So be ready to feel judged as I do this
story.
Okay,
all right, I'm ready for this.
According to women... The worst features men can have. This is women looking at dudes
and these
saying,
are physical attributes, not like, you know, you're chintzy or
you're
petty.
Lazy. Mm-hmm. None of that. It's about your physicality. Okay. A bad mouth or bad teeth.
Bad mouth and teeth
at
is
the top
really
of the list.
Bad. You can forgive almost anything else, but if someone's got jacked up teeth or halitosis or something, no thanks.
This is according to women, the worst features for men: being overweight, being too short, having bad skin, too much body hair.
This is a terrible story.
An ugly or crooked nose.
Aww.
Bad hair or a bald spot.
Aww.
Bad posture.
Aww.
Long or dirty fingernails.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
And being too scrawny.
Oh, scrawniness.
Scrawniness.
Well, you can't win.
Uh-huh. Those are the worst features men can have, according to women.
You better look like Brad Pitt or you are out.
I don't mind a scrawny guy.
Flip it.
I like a scrawny guy. Mm-hmm.
According to men, the worst features women can have are your weight. Eyes are too close together or too far apart.
Cheap eyes or...
A big nose.
Cheap eyes.
Bad skin. No butt or too much butt.
Oh, you've got to be a happy medium there.
Being skinny without muscle tone.
Oh, well, I'm out.
Way down the list, a bad mouth or bad teeth, which was at the top for men, much lower. For women.
Well, I don't know. Can she take her teeth out?
Bad makeup or too much makeup and having a unibrow.
Oh, the unibrow. It's a tough
bummer. Well, that's fixable.
Oh, are you Frida Kahlo? Come on.
There you go.
By the way, before you move on, Hooters is closed.
Yeah, I didn't think they were still around.
They're not around anymore.
That
over
is
there.
Too bad.
I forget when we were last there. Was it for the... Well, we went for my birthday, but that wasn't the time I'm thinking of. We were right near there for
one
of our secret shows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was at the Wax Museum.
Yeah.
Or the dungeon, the San Francisco dungeon.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it was already gone by then.
Okay. Oh, someone texted that the Hooters is a Krispy Kreme's now.
Oh. Whoa. Okay, we'll take some Krispy Kremes then. That'll be fun.
They're open.
Well, at least you know they're open.
Yeah. That was the only SF location, too, for Hooters.
Oh. Yeah.
There's one in San Bruno, though.
Oh, is there?
It's a little too far away.
Well, someone says in Rohnert Park.
Oh, yeah, there's a Hooters in Rohnert Park. They do have good wings.
Well, you're headed that way this weekend.
Oh, look at this. You can get fresh wings at 7-Eleven any time of the day.
Really?
Isn't there the 7-Eleven app, Vinny, you were telling us about?
I got a 7-Eleven. Yeah. I got a 7-Eleven right by my house. They do wings there? I didn't realize that.
Really? Is that what you want?
Not really.
All right.
It doesn't seem like 7-Eleven would have the wings that I want. I want fresh wings.
Is it considered fresh if it's sitting there, though, under the
heat lamp thing? That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking maybe that's not the kind I want.
When I say Langley, Virginia, what do you think of?
The Pentagon?
CIA headquarters is in Langley.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
Okay. So you were close. Yeah, you're in the right.
Somewhere, some government thing.
Last week, a 58-year-old woman named Jennifer Hernandez went to the CIA headquarters in Langley. She went every day for 3 straight days, and she kept telling them she was there to see a recruiter.
Oh.
But that didn't seem to be true.
Oh.
Finally, on the third day, she asked to see one specific person at the CIA. Agent Penis.
What?
Can I see Agent Penis?
So this is the third day in a row, and she's now asking for a secret agent named Penis at the front door.
When the officers in front of the complex wouldn't let her go meet Agent Ween, she told them, quote, "Do you really think I'm going to leave?" And they said, "Yeah, we do." They arrested her for trespassing.
Does it turn out that there is an Agent Penis?
Or yes.
No.
It turns out there really is an Agent Penis, and Jennifer was their top recruit.
You're just kidding, right?
No. Look it up.
So she got out of jail and she went back and she's all pissed off because that's
believe?
Ridiculous. This is made up. This is weird. This is just too weird.
Okay.
And wouldn't you change your name?
What?
Is that maybe a secret agent name?
I don't
know. Like a code name?
I don't think if you're going to pick a secret agent name, you don't pick that.
It depends on what you're investigating.
It does say code name though.
Code name Agent Penis.
That's.
This is, look, you guys, we just stumbled on some classified information here. You know, keep it on the down low. Don't tell everyone about Agent Penis. Keep it under your hat.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and it's an important day.
It is.
Your mom busts her ass for you.
Mm-hmm.
A new survey of 2,000 women with kids found the average mom spends 97 hours a week taking care of their kids, which is like 2.5 full-time jobs.
Damn. Well, especially when they're younger.
And that's even though 70% of moms in the survey also have at least a part-time job, if not a full-time job, on top of doing all that work for
the
kids.
It's a lot of work having kids.
Right.
Well, they must count all the stuff, like, you know, every meal that gets
meal
prepared,
planner, cook, homework, housekeeper, launderer, teacher, nurse, life coach, personal assistant, therapist, event planner.
Yeah. Got to get those kids dressed. Get them in the car. That's a chore.
Mm. Well, it's all the stuff.
Mm.
The missus just wrote me this morning and said, your daughter spent 45 minutes getting dressed this morning.
Your daughter.
Your daughter.
Did she send you a picture of what Isla put on?
No, she didn't. But because she was mad, she didn't think it was funny. She was like, I'm so sick of waiting for this kid to dress.
Well, she's got to pick out just the right outfit.
Well,
am I feeling today?
Right.
Am I frustrated? I put my frustrated shirt on.
My sad.
Right. I put my sad panties on.
Am I angry?
Got my angry socks on.
Maybe she can pick out nights or outfits
night before.
The night before.
Yeah, you know what though? Sometimes people see those in the light of day and go, I'm not wearing that.
Yeah.
53% of moms don't get enough sleep. 47% feel like they don't have time to pursue hobbies or hang out with friends. 69% of moms in the survey said they wish they could spend even more time caring for their kids, though.
Oh.
Well, on top
never
of
enough
all
time in the day.
Work they do for you, they still would do more.
1% of moms are happy to let dad do all the work.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Hey, remind people about our Mother's Day contest.
Tomorrow's last day, right?
Yes, at 10 a.m.
Go to RadioAlice.com and get a mom nominated. We have a trip to Cabo. It's amazing.
Huge.
So if you want to, you know, wouldn't that be a nice thank you for everything mom's done for you?
Would it?
Yeah, I don't see the name of the place, Yuzi.
Oh, Garza.
Garza Blanca.
Yes.
All-inclusive resort. You get like $5,000 to book your stay there and $1,200 for airfare. Go to RadioAlice.com. All the details are there.
It's, let's see, Winnie Mom will receive, of course, our radio station named after her.
Yes.
Plus, the Winnie Mom will receive a $5,000 gift certificate to Garza Blanca. All-inclusive resort in Cabo San Lucas.
Sounds pretty
plus,
good.
Plus, $1,200 for airfare.
Yeah, it's nice. Got you covered.
25 words or less. And be clever.
Yeah.
Be fun.
That's what it's about. We're not judging it, by the way.
No, we're not.
Right, we're not involved.
We're not involved in picking the winner.
So do whatever you want. 39-year-old woman named Amanda Webb from Shaler, Pennsylvania. She just ran the Pittsburgh Marathon on Sunday, and she did it wearing a full pierogi costume. What's a pierogi?
Isn't that a sausage or something?
Is that a sandwich?
Pierogi or pierogi? I know pierogi. I don't know what a pierogi is.
P-I-E.
It does sound like a
R-O-G-I. Pierogi.
Is it a kind of roll?
Her goal
roll?
Was to set the Guinness World Record for the fastest woman to run a marathon dressed as an ethnic entree.
Oh.
It's a dumpling.
Oh, a dumpling.
A pierogi.
Eastern European.
Is it those like grape leaf wraps? Like lamb and
leavened,
rice?
Oh, unleavened dough around a savory or sweet filling and cooking in boiling water
pierogi.
Or pan frying.
Look delicious.
Yeah.
Let's get some pierogies. Jesus. Yes, please. Oh, they look
like pot stickers. Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, that's what she was wearing when she tried to set the record.
How'd she do?
Well, and they say here it's set, not break, because no one has a record for this.
Oh.
No one's done it. No one tried to wear an ethnic entree and run a marathon. Guinness said, all right, go ahead and try, but you need to finish in under 4 hours.
Oh,
that's
and?
The, she didn't make it.
Oh, that's too bad.
4 hours, 5 minutes, so.
Oh, she just barely
didn't make the cut.
Oh, that's too bad.
She ran all that way in a pierogi costume.
Well, she got to try it again. Oh, my God, it's a baby in a pierogi. That's so cute. They stuffed that pierogi with a baby. It looks delicious. Let's eat it.
So come on.
God, babies are just such an ad for themselves.
I know.
Oh, so cute.
Don't do it, though.
Yeah, but really. Resist the temptations.
You will not sleep for a long time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. So Ellie doesn't care if you text and drive.
Yeah, she does not. I don't think I've ever heard her worry about that. But Sandy probably does. Let's get Sandy to do it.
There's a guy at a desk at Entercom headquarters in Bala Cynwyd that says, for the love of God, don't text and drive. Mm. Maybe we can get that guy to do it.
That's a great idea.
The guy who sent the original email that said, hey, can you start saying this every single time
every
you do your
single
show?
Time.
We should have that guy voice it. That'd be great.
It's not okay. You're right. No.
I think it was a woman, actually.
Oh, great.
Well, let's get her to do it. I say we just, every guest that comes through here, let's make them record a don't text and drive.
Don't text and drive.
Yeah.
One swarm of bees does not mean the bees are back in numbers. Come on.
Still, it's a good sign.
Yeah, I mean, we're just looking at the
fact that they were hanging out at a ball stadium. I don't know what that's all about, but.
Oh, come on, says 408. You even interrupt the new music segment with Game of Thrones talk? Please stop it!
No.
What? It's not new music.
Did we talk about Game of Thrones? I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
Because of the bedding.
Yeah,
we had already finished.
We finished the
music segment.
We moved on. That was the next story, person. We're talking about it. It's great.
I watched the game, and he was just a regular guy. There was no bee outfit. He didn't have a beekeeper outfit in his trunk. Yeah. I would think there's a guy who's like, oh, my God, it's my moment.
It's my moment. This magic
Let me run
moment.
To my car. I'll be right back.
Oh,
I'm a beekeeper. I can help. Vikings on History Channel is way more better, has hotter chicks, more random sex, and way better fight sequences.
Than what?
Than Game of Thrones, apparently.
Way more better.
Yeah. I watched this one season, I think, or a couple episodes of one season of Vikings and went, nah.
How about, did your kid like it?
Yeah, my kid watched. He loved that show. Yeah. Watched the whole thing. Game of Thrones is epic, though. Mm. Love it. Only two episodes left. Let's just, power through. Get to the, post Game of Thrones life.
804 says the bald dude is going to kill the dragon lady.
Oh, maybe.
No. Who knows? No, he's not.
Who knows?
Spider?
That guy's not going to do anything.
Varys, yeah. The eunuch. What I like is that
he just sits there and
he
bitches.
He was the one who dragged Tyrion out to see her. Like, he was like, we believe in this new queen.
Yeah, but he was also talking to Tyrion about.
He was the one who was like, maybe.
Saying,
we gotta go
she's
with.
Not the rightful.
Right.
Mmm.
He's got a better claim to the throne.
Yeah, I gotta do that.
I know.
There's no way.
I can't wait to see what happens.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.